Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who love barbecues and catering and even have someone come to your home and cook for you, I have with me the founder of Gacho's Barbecue and Catering, and his name's Adrian Escalante. And welcome, Adrian, to my show.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And your food is mainly from Argentina. You're from Argentina, so you cook in a style like that. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, this time of year, as things get colder here in our country, in Argentina, it was getting very hot.
Oh,
so
really?
Our Christmas was in the middle of the summer. How's that for fun?
Wow. Yeah, that is different. That would be different. I wouldn't know what to do because I'm used to seeing snow and cold.
Right. So the traditions here about, you know, snow and Christmas trees and sledding, and that's all wonderful. All my kids were born here and grew up here. As a little boy, my traditions were barbecues and watermelon and fireworks.
Well, tell me what it was like growing up in Argentina. Tell us what it was like.
It was fun, very family-oriented. My mother was a, you know, traditional Italian cook, always in the kitchen. My father worked outside, and he prepared all the meats and barbecues, and I had one sister, and it was just a fun place to grow up, you know, quiet, and learned a lot from my parents. They're both passed away now, but now I'm trying to pass those traditions on to my kids.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say to you, tell me a little bit about your culture. I know that food is a huge part of your culture.
Yes. So when the United States was being settled by Northern Europeans at the turn of the 20th century, Argentina was being settled by Southern Europeans. So Spain and Italy were big contributors to our population. And, of course, the food recipes and the culture and the music came from Italy and Spain, but we also had a lot of immigrants from France and Germany and Holland and many other countries that really influenced how we, you know, prepare food and how we share food. But it is a big tradition. Every weekend we're cooking and inviting friends over. So it's a big, big part of the culture, but it's also part of many other cultures. I was visiting Boise, Idaho, of all places. And we were staying at a hotel that was being run by this nice family that they were from India. But we couldn't quite communicate very well. Their English was okay. And I was trying to find some type of common ground. And I was having a hard time until I could, one day I was able to smell their Indian cooking, which is wonderful, by the way, great spices. And I just mentioned the word food, and oh boy, we had an instant connection where they wanted to show me their kitchen and show me the recipes, and by the way, their spices are amazing. So yeah, food is a great tradition in many, many parts of the world that where they're not always busy running like sometimes I am or sometimes we are.
I just came back from India, so I can tell you all about spices later on. So, you know, and show you some spices that, you know, that I have from India. But anyway, I think that I met you, 2 years ago. You were doing some catering, and I tried some of your food, and it was just wonderful. I still try to figure out how you made your rice. It was so fluffy and not sticky, nothing. It was so nice, and your chicken was tender. It melted off the bun, and it was just simple. I can't even imagine what you really cook, you know. And I see some things down your videos on YouTube, and I thought, dang, he really does know how to do a really good barbecue and catering.
A funny story: when my oldest son, when he was 5 years old, I took him to a little birthday party of another little boy, 5 year old, And when we arrived at the house, the kid's dad said, "Oh, Michael," that's my son's name. He goes, "Michael, so happy you're here. Hey, we're having some hot dogs. Do you like hot dogs?" And my five-year-old says, "Do you have any steak?" I had to teach him that you don't say that, you know, at a birthday party. Mm-hmm. But I realized that I was already, even at that age, I was passing on traditions that our family has, you know, regarding barbecues and other meals that we cook in my family. And they're now grown up, and they have picked up some of the same cooking techniques. So I'm happy about that.
Wow, that's wonderful. So tell me what it was like growing up and when you moved to Los Angeles. And what was your experience like?
I came from a small town south of Mendoza, Argentina, which is in the west. So it's right next to the Andes Mountains, really, really huge mountains. Aconcagua is the name of the highest peak down there, and it's about 22,000 feet. So they're really high mountains, and we were at the bottom of that. It was wine country, a lot of vineyards and grapes and rolling green hills. So very quiet community. And then when I was 14, my parents moved us to Los Angeles. So I ended up as a teenager in the middle of L.A. and all that crazy, huge city. So for me, it was scary, first of all. I had never seen so many people from so many different cultures in one place.
Los Angeles does.
You know, I used to know everybody, and then all of a sudden I knew nobody. Couldn't even speak the language.
And a bunch of new culture all together.
Yeah, wow. And the group, because I had to learn English, obviously, as a 14-year-old, they put me in classes with the other Spanish-speaking kids, but they were all from Mexico and Central America, and I had never met anybody from those cultures. And I quickly realized that, boy, this is as different as any other culture on the planet from what we have. So the food from Mexico to Argentina, completely different. The music, completely different. Even the humor and some of the vocabulary, very, very different. But now, of course, I'm accustomed to all that, and I have friends from just about every country.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished having lunch with a fellow from Nigeria. And last week I was having a dinner with a fellow from Mali, West Africa. We're talking about setting up chicken farms in Mali, West Africa to increase egg production for the children because they're not getting enough protein. So, you know, I went from a very small culture to L.A., and now I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, but I have friends from all over the world, and it's amazing what we can do when we all work together.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it is true. Yeah, it is true. For those who are listening, I went down to BYU, and BYU has a lot of culture. You know, Brigham Young University has a lot of culture too, and that's when I got used to Argentina, those from Brazil, and Japan. You know, there was a lot of culture down at BYU as well. And it was fun, you know, get to know what they like and music and things like that at that time. But I think it's good to learn culture. I think it's good. And for you, so do you get to learn more of their food, you know, their type of culture, you know, what they think about food?
Right. I was invited. I've been invited next year to go to Mali, West Africa and cook. For an ambassador that's a good friend of mine. And I've been learning about their food. There's one African restaurant here in Salt Lake City on the west side. And they place their emphasis on the sauces that they serve with their food, which is primarily rice. So a lot of countries in Africa, their staple is rice, and then they add flavorings in terms of sauces. Mm-hmm. So I'm going there to cook because he knows my cooking, but I want to now expand what I know, learn about the African peanut sauces and spicy sauces and the different chilies that they use in Africa. And I'm quite excited to go to Mali, West Africa. By the way, that's where Timbuktu is. I don't know if you knew that. If you've ever heard
You're
of
joking. You're joking with
it's
me,
a
right?
real place.
Timbuktu.
Timbuktu is a real place in northern
No way.
Mali. It is.
You know what? I'm going to be going to Africa either in June or July to a food buying event because I'm
Wow.
involved with fruit tunes, which I'll tell you about later because I think you'll
Right.
really like. Because I import, starting to import food from India, the spices and the rice and beans and
Oh,
stuff.
yes, of
So
course, of
I need
course.
to show you what I have that you will be pleased to look at. It's for grocery stores and Whole Foods
Oh,
stores, things like
wonderful.
that. So I can show you that.
Yes, and
But
I'm
I'm
developing.
fascinated with, I learned a lot just by being over in India, how they, you know, it's totally different than over here in America. It was totally different.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
And
they're really into their spices, and I've learned that spices that are good for healing and
oh, yes.
medicine, you know? And I'm like,
Thousands of years.
dang, I didn't
Yes.
know that.
Yes, thousands of years of history of with spices.
Yes,
That they
yes.
really are wonderful. I love spices. I love herbs. But one of the things that I'm doing, along with what you said, Kathy, is I've gotten so much good feedback on my marinated grilled chicken,
Yes.
which you can also prepare in the oven, by the way, in cold weather. But I've gotten so much good feedback that I'm launching my own marinade sauce called Gaucho's Steak and
Oh my
Marinated.
gosh. Oh,
And
that would be wonderful.
yeah.
I got something to let you know. I got invited to the Netherlands for United States fruit tunes, and I can take products over there. So if you get that going, give me some of that, and I'll take it over there and see if I can market it over in
Oh, wonderful. So
Netherlands.
all that information will be on.
But I still want to let everybody know if you get him in your kitchen. You know, get him to cook some chicken. It is delicious. It melts right off the bone. I mean, you just can pick with your fingers and it melts right off the bone. So,
Well, thank you, Kathy.
It is. It's that's what I've tried, and I've seen that you do sausages and other forms of food as well. And tell me what the people really order from you. When it comes to Argentina food here in America.
Well, you've heard of empanadas, probably. You've heard the term
Yes.
empanadas. And that's a, in Argentina, when you say the term, it's like a turnover pie. And when you hear
Oh.
the term empanadas, it's, in Argentina, it refers to meat, like beef or chicken. When you
Okay.
hear the term empanada in Mexico, it's usually a dessert, like apple. They fill them with pineapple and other fruits. And so it's an interesting food group because wherever you go, you see empanadas, but the filling is completely different. So that's one item from Argentina that is quite popular. And the barbecues are popular as well. And then the Italian foods. And Kathy, you have an Italian, I
Yes, I
think,
have Italian
culture somewhere in
background.
Europe.
Yes.
Yeah, so my mother used to make all the pastas from scratch.
I know that too.
And
Yes. Yes.
yeah, so from her I learned a lot of the Italian recipes, and especially in the wintertime, they're just wonderful to make at home, nice and warm, and
Well,
especially on Sunday.
Adrian, when someone come when you go to someone's home, what do they usually ask for? Do they do ask for Italian food? Will they ask for, you ask what type of menu they
A
want?
lot of the places where I go, they hire me to do more keto and paleo-friendly menus. So it's usually a family that's having an event, a party, and they just want to concentrate on their guests. So we have a conference call, and we find out what it is that they would like to have, and we make sure that we select, fresh ingredients according to the diet they want to preserve there. And I just take my equipment and we go over there and we prepare exactly what they want at the time that they want it. And we use their kitchen, and it's a little bit of a show, and it's fun for them and fun for me to be the chef of the party, if you will. But we prepare exactly what they want. Fantastic salads and grilled meats, and a lot of grilled vegetables. I have a technique of grilling the vegetables, and I finish them off in the oven with certain spices, and they're just tender and moist. They never dry out.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I've been wanting to hire you to come into my home. I have a huge kitchen, and I know you'll
wonderful.
Love it. But and it has a lot of room, big, gigantic calendar. I mean, countertop, excuse me, countertop.
Yes.
And
yes.
Stove, two ovens, and the whole nine yards. So you'll love it. But,
wonderful. Look forward
yes,
to it.
Yes. And I just got to put a party together. I think it's coming soon. So, but you're going to be hired on or try to get you scheduled in because I know that you're getting scheduled out. You're scheduled out what, all the way until March?
Yes. We're already
end of March?
Past that now at this point. We do have openings. We do have openings, but people plan ahead, which is wonderful for us.
And tell me, are you cooking turkey dinners for people this Thanksgiving?
I am not. I actually cook. Every year I cook two turkey complete dinners, one here and one in San Diego, California. So I have a sister. So we have with my children, because they are married and a lot of in-laws involved now, we have Thanksgiving dinner the Sunday before that Thursday.
Oh.
And so we have here in Utah, we have our Thanksgiving dinner. So I cook a turkey and with all the trimmings here in Utah. And then I go down to San Diego and... most of the time I get to cook another turkey dinner at my sister's house. So I don't really schedule many events during that time. But it's fun. I enjoy it. And it's wonderful. And I enjoy
know.
Cooking.
I've met you, a couple years ago, and I know that you have an MBA and your education's outstanding, but yet you're a chef. And I think... okay, he went from business college, and now he's a chef. And I think you're just following what you always wanted to do. Is that correct?
It's a passion. My first career was in hospital administration, Kathy. I bet you don't know that.
I knew you got an MBA, because I remember when you chatted about that.
I have a bachelor's degree in hospital administration, and then I went to corporate training, and then I got an MBA and went into sales and marketing. And then at some point I said, I want to do what I really love, which is cooking. So that's what I'm doing now.
Because you learned that when you're a young boy, so you're doing it. It's kind of like the career followed you.
Yes, and I've spent time in Italy as well learning, the authentic recipes of northern Italy, which is where my family is from.
Northern Italy?
And I've also lived in Spain. And learned, authentic recipes in Spain.
Wow.
And then from my friends in Brazil, I know a couple of chefs from Brazil. Mm-hmm. I've learned the Italian cuisine. And I'm going there in March to continue my learning of the Brazilian food items, dishes. I'll be in southern Brazil in March.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then you come back and share it with us.
Of course.
But anyway, okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head and Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Thank you so much for listening in or tuning back in with us. I'm sitting here with the founder of Gacho's Barbecue and Catering, Adrian Escalante. Adrian, you've been in the United States since 1970, almost 50 years. What have you seen in nutrition and food products in our country?
Well, I think over the last several decades, Kathy, we've seen many diets. They're like
roller coaster.
Yes. So the popular culture, you know, diets come, people try them, they love them, and the diets go away. And then we go back to eating on the run and not eating in a healthy way. And I think when people think of diets, they think, okay, I'm going to go on this diet for 30 days, I'm going to lose all this weight, and then I'll be done with the diet. Well, that doesn't work because you're back to your same old habits. Mm-hmm. So what I've seen is a return to, you know, healthy ingredients, which is the best way to eat, obviously. When we do lean proteins, when we do fresh vegetables, when we do fruits in their season, you know, and using healthy ingredients like olive oil. So, for example, the Mediterranean way of eating, which encompasses, you know, from Spain to Greece and all the countries in between, mm-hmm. That has become a kind of a popular fad diet as well. But that's the way I grew up. And you probably grew up, Kathy, you know, olive oil, garlic, onions, fresh tomatoes, especially if they're from your own garden. They're amazing. And they mm-hmm. cook so well. And the food tastes so much better when you use, you know, locally grown mm-hmm. vegetables.
And then no preservatives.
Right. No preservatives. Everything's from scratch. So when I cook, I think I have a can opener somewhere, but I haven't used it in a long time. Because everything that I try to, that I cook is it's fresh.
Really? Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't use it because it's all preservative. You know, when I was over in Italy, I mean not Italy, but India, it was the same way. And same thing in Italy. I've been to Italy too. That I didn't see anybody use a can opener.
You know? Right. Everything
was so fresh, and you know, and was especially in India, they eat a lot, but mm-hmm. sparingly. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they eat a bunch of food all at once. They eat every 2 to 3 hours constantly. You know
right,
what I mean?
But it's healthy food, and
I know I was there too, and I kept saying, "We're eating again."
But
I didn't gain any weight. It was so funny. And I didn't eat the bread. It was, yeah, I might have rice, but it was different. It wasn't like a lot of rice. It was like in portions. Can I, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. Everything in portions. And my philosophy is I don't want to eat food made in a factory.
Yeah.
I want to eat
Yeah,
natural
that's the way
food.
It was
so,
over there. There was no preservatives at all, period.
Right. So that's the advice I give to parents. Don't feed your kids food made in a factory.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but you know what? Andrea, I grew up that way. You know, my mom made things from scratch. I didn't see her use a can opener. You know, she made tomato sauce. She made tomato sauce with tomatoes and cooked it and, made tomato sauce. And same thing with macaroni and cheese. She made macaroni and cheese.
That's right.
And it took her probably, a couple hours, but she made a big batch of it. And when she made bread, it was homemade bread. And it was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like they have today. Yeah. Yep. You're right. So, now, okay. Well, who cooks at your house? I mean, are you the main cook, or does your wife cook, or any of your children living at the house cook?
Well, the interesting thing is that she can cook. My wife, Susan, yes, she can cook. More American style, if you will.
Do you let her cook?
Yes, some of the dishes that she makes are very good. And then others, to me, they lack flavors. And I'm talking about depth of flavor. Because if you just use salt and pepper, for example, you're going to get one level or one level deep of flavors. And that's okay. But when you start adding herbs, that's another level. You start adding chilies or other ground spices, that's another level of. One of the wonderful things about Indian food is that if you taste it, you will feel, you will taste different flavors that come later.
Right.
And those are levels of flavors. And so it's a very rich experience as opposed to you taste it once. If you take one bite and you've tasted everything there is to taste, to me, the rest of the meal is boring.
Okay. Let me ask you this, girl. What is something that you really don't like besides preservatives, but what dish that you just like, oh, no, I can't have that?
I don't eat very, very spicy food. So anything made with habaneros and jalapenos, I don't enjoy them. I can tell if it's good or not because I can taste it and I can taste the good flavors in it. But to me, it's just too spicy. I don't need that much. It's overpowering. I'd rather explore herbs and give hints of flavors as opposed to a lot of chili and everything is just too hot. At that point, I don't taste anything. My mouth is just burning.
So you really don't like spicy foods, spicy foods?
I like Indian food. Some of the very spicy Mexican food, I don't enjoy them. It's too much for me. I'd rather have a balance of flavors. But I have good friends that are excellent, cooks, friends from Mexico that are excellent cooks. And I really enjoy their cooking, especially if it's fresh and made from scratch. I really enjoy that.
Okay. And what is it that you – okay, favorite dessert. What does Argentina have for desserts? What's their favorite desserts?
We have a lot of the French pastries. So you go down to Argentina, there's a lot of French bakeries. So the creamy, fruity, flaky cakes. Cakes don't have frosting like they have here. Cakes will have fruit in them mixed with a whipped cream, but it's lighter. So you're eating dessert. You have the sweetness. But it's not heavy in your stomach. It's not like eating a brownie and a bunch of ice cream. That's heavy. So I have enjoyed down there. We have flan, which is an egg custard dessert that you can serve with a chocolate syrup or just by itself because it's a caramel type of flavor. And again, a lot of French desserts and that we have. The emphasis is not on the dessert down there. The emphasis is on the meal. And so if you do get served a dessert, it's just a little small portion to say here, I have a taste of something sweet.
Oh,
but the main event is the meal.
Yeah, that sounds good. Do you, the Argentinians eat a lot of ice cream or anything?
No. We don't.
Maybe
there's gelato from Italy, if you can get it. Made by the local Italians. Gelato is wonderful. It's very light.
Yeah.
It's almost like
that's really good.
Sorbet.
Do people hire you as a personal chef? I mean, they do. Do they, you know, do you ever go to someone's home on a
Oh,
regular
yes.
basis?
Not on a
Or
regular basis. It's usually special events, anniversaries, birthdays, you know, birthday parties, or just get together. I do open houses sometimes for people when they're doing housewarming. And I do opening events for businesses as well. So if there's a grand opening somewhere, they will hire me to come in and just do the everything from scratch. And
And what is it like cooking in someone else's kitchen?
oh, that's very interesting. So I will take some of my basic utensils. So I will take my cutting knives because, you know, to a chef, a knife is the main instrument, right? And you got to have an 8-inch sharp knife, a chef's knife that you have selected it that fits your hand, that moves with your body. I mean, the knife is the key element,
That's
right? So I will take
understandable.
my own knives. Because a typical kitchen doesn't have a decent chef's knife.
And they're
They'll
sometimes they're
just
not
have.
sharp.
No, I have to sharpen mine continually. A sharp knife is safe.
I
A
want to ask
sharp
you a
knife
question
is a
about that.
safe knife.
I need to
A
ask you a question
dull
about the
knife is a
knives.
dangerous knife.
Andrea, I need to ask you a question. I was always told by a chef, and I'm thinking maybe you agree, never ever put your cooking, like your knives that you use for cutting, you know, chopping stuff up with, never put them in the dishwasher. Always wash them and then put them away.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Always.
Yeah, because I noticed that because I noticed my knives stay a lot sharp, nice. So when I
Oh,
cut a
yes.
tomato or steak or, you know what I mean, cutting
Yes.
up chicken, it's nice. And then I
Oh,
just
yes.
clean it and put it away when I'm done.
Oh, yes.
And okay, where do you buy your groceries? And are you a local grocery store, local grocery stores, you know, or do you go to a specialty place? And
Well, I try to find anything that's fresher. Like over here in Utah, we have Harmon's grocery store, so their produce will be a little bit fresher. If it's the right season, I'll go to a farmer's market on Saturday and just pick fresh vegetables, and then some key ingredients. I grow them in my own backyard, like tomatoes. I just like to have my own fresh tomatoes. And
So when you go to someone's home, you bring some of that with you. Is that correct?
Well, if I travel in my own vehicle, I will bring it with me. If I'm flying to a different city, I will find the freshest grocery store, freshest food, and I'll just go buy it. I'll select it myself. I don't give them a shopping list. I'll just go buy it myself because I know what I'm looking for.
And also to and Do you go to other states? Like, I know you probably go to Los Angeles or California, but do you ever go to like New York or Chicago or
Yes,
Washington State
I've
to
been asked to
cook
go
for?
to Atlanta and cook for a professional sports team. They haven't told me which one yet, so I'm quite excited. Hopefully the Atlanta Falcons.
That is wonderful. And they love you, and which they will, and they'll probably you get more and more of that. And so the most, have you ever cooked for like you enjoy cooking for 10 or 20 people versus cooking for 100 to 200 people? Which you enjoyed the most?
100 to 200 people is nice and is a good, comfortable size group. I've cooked
Wow,
for
that's
up
a
to
lot.
600.
Oh.
600 is a big meal. That's a
How do
big
you
dinner.
know? How do you know how many cucumbers to buy? I mean,
Well, it's all done by weight.
tomatoes.
So
Oh
if
my
you're cooking
gosh.
for 300 people, you're going to be preparing 300 pounds of food. It's just that it
Whoa.
breaks down into about 6 ounces per person for protein, you know, 4 ounces per person for a starch, and about 3 ounces of vegetables. That's a typical meal. So you're cooking about a pound per person of food.
Wow.
It's just broken into different food categories. So I can tell you
And
exactly how much chicken I'm going to need for 600 people.
amazing. That is amazing. Because I was wondering, how do you know when you get a menu like that compared to when you're getting 10 to 20 people? You know what I
Right, it's
mean?
all based on weight. Yeah, the weight of the food. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting thing. I almost said the weight, not the weight of the people, but the weight of the food. No, but it's interesting that men, especially if they're into sports, they will eat a lot more protein.
Yeah.
So I almost have to double the amount of meat that I take if it's a professional sports team. I mean, mm-hmm. they love protein, and they will leave everything behind and just eat meat, 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 meat. But my meat is very lean, so it's not, you know, not heavy on their stomachs.
I know some, Mrs. many years ago, knew some men, you know, college friends and stuff. They did the NFL and stuff, and I was with them and a group of friends, and I noticed they ate a lot of salad and meat, And boy, they couldn't pack it in. And I'm like, dang.
That's the keto paleo way of eating. And it is the healthiest way.
Mm-hmm. And they would eat a lot before the game.
Yes.
Before the game. Yeah. Now, you're going to go down to a team, right? Is it, what type of team is it?
They haven't told me which team it is. I'm hoping that it's the Atlanta Falcons, but I don't know. they keep that a secret until
you're going to be feeding a lot of boys. Okay.
That's right.
Be prepared for their protein, and they're growing too. But anyway, that is amazing. That's good. And for, you know, how can someone get a hold of you for parties and be able to come and cater in their home?
The best way is I'm on Facebook under Gauchos Catering. It's all together.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell that?
At Gauchos Catering. So GAUCHOS, Gauchos. That's an Argentinian cowboy, by the way. Okay. Gauchos Catering, all together.
Okay.
Or at Gauchos Catering.
Okay. Repeat that one more time. I interrupted.
GAUCHOS.
Okay.
And then
that sounds
catering.
Good.
So that
sounds really
catering on Facebook, and that's the best way to get a hold of me. And I get all my business from social media, which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a new way of communication. Do you do pretty good with LinkedIn?
Yes, businesses? I am on LinkedIn. I don't use it as much for the type of business that I do. But I do get occasional leads from LinkedIn as well. I am on LinkedIn, but Facebook is my primary tool. Gauchos Catering. I have the pictures of my food there, and you can send me messages and check my schedule, etc.
Mm-hmm. Besides cooking, what other passion or interest do you have?
I'm always doing something nonprofit. For example, 14 years ago, my wife and I started a nonprofit to build schools in Africa, just because there are not enough schools. So in 14 years, we've built 25 or 26 schools. And now we're starting the nonprofit to provide more protein for the children there. Africa has over 1 billion people, and about half of them are children. It is amazing how young the African population is. In the country of Mali, West Africa, for example, 18 million people, 48% of the population is under the age of 12.
Oh,
half
my word.
Of the country is under the age of 12.
Wow.
So if they're not getting enough protein, I mean, that's the future of their country. So in March, in January, we're starting a nonprofit to set up chicken farms in Mali, West Africa, teach them egg production, and now the kids can have protein. And eggs don't require refrigeration. That's why we have selected eggs as the main source of protein.
Mm-hmm. You're always good at cooking, I was told that you are a fantastic public speaker.
I spoke for a long time. I still do, particularly when it comes to international relations and cross-cultural communications and, motivating people, et cetera. So mm-hmm. I'm still a public speaker and motivational speaker, if you will. I speak at conferences and conventions. And I do keynotes, and all of that is on my LinkedIn under Adrian Escalante. But my food is under Facebook under Gauchos Catering.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And you mentioned to me that are you coming out with a cookbook?
I am putting a cookbook together, but it's digital. So in other words, I'm going to have, it's going to be primarily on YouTube. So I will have a channel there with my recipes. So each recipe will have a YouTube video, and then the recipe itself will be in the description of the video.
That is amazing. Because you know why? People don't have time to read a book, but they'll go to
YouTube. No, and then you buy the book, and then it sits on some shelf.
So true. And you use it like once or twice, and it just sits there. I go to YouTube or Hannah, how do I make this? And then you're thinking quick and fast and you go to YouTube. That's so true.
Oh, yes.
You're on to something.
So that's where you have to subscribe
to your YouTube chat page to be able to get to that.
Yeah, if you can subscribe to my if you can like my Facebook page, Gauchos Catering, I'll announce when the YouTube channel launches. And all my secrets will be in there. And I'm not worried about that because a lot of people probably won't even try those recipes. But I'll just be happy that they are out there for people
They might just sit there and watch you. So that's how he does it. But you know what? Unless they're standing right next to you and learning how to do this, you get it a little bit. But, you know, it's so nice to have a cook. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I'll teach a class, and the people that are in my class get all excited about this dish that they're learning to prepare. And then a couple of weeks later, they'll call me and go, hey, okay, can you come over and cook that amazing dish? They don't want to do it. they just want to play with it a little bit.
So they'll drink their wine or champagne and then watch you make the stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you ever use any wine and champagne mainly wine in your cooking?
Wine, yes. Oh, yes. Cooking wines all the time.
Not cooking wine, but the real wine. Do you know what I'm saying? You go to the liquor store, or do you pick up that red wine bottle or...
I don't drink wine myself, but I do serve it at events, and I cook with wines. Yes.
Yeah. It makes the meat so different. What does it do? It tenderizes it, and
yes, it does, and a little bit of vinegar.
Vinegar is one of those secrets.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you know, vinegar is a type of wine if you buy grape. Wine vinegar, yes.
Interesting.
Lemon juice is another meat tenderizer.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me let's go back to the nonprofit called chickensforafrica.org.
Yes. So that's also a Facebook page. When you say the word four, it's actually the number four. So it's chicken,
four, Africa.org. Yeah, so it's chicken with an S, four. Mm-hmm. Africa.org. Mm-hmm. And that's where they can see what you're doing.
That will launch first of the year.
That's 2020?
January 1st, we'll be launching chickensforafrica.org.
Unbelievable. Wonderful. And so where do you see, you have grown so much since I talked to you, and that was about 10 months ago. And you have really accomplished, you probably don't see it because you're probably so busy, but you have accomplished a lot. And I'm glad that you picked up, you know, the catering and the going to the homes and entertaining the guests.
Yeah, that's just my hobby and my passion and my culture. That's what I grew up with. But of course, like most people, I have many, many different interests. I had lunch with a fellow from Nigeria today, and we're talking about bringing free higher education to several countries in Africa.
Oh, my
gosh.
Through
the use of technology. Free education. Free college education. Through the use of...
Do they start college in Africa? Change the subject there a bit.
Well, most of them drop out at third grade.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, most kids, they're lucky to get a third grade education. So that's why I've been building schools out there.
To help keep them in school.
Yeah, keep them in school. Because, you know, people in Africa, well, in a lot of the countries, they live in villages. Mm-hmm. So if there's not a school in your village, I mean, would you send a six-year-old, you know, child to walk to another village?
No.
To attend school? You probably wouldn't. You would accompany them, or at some point you would say, you know, just stay home. And so we're trying to change the culture, the mindset, make schools more accessible, and then give the children more protein so that their brains can develop normally. Otherwise,
would you teach them how to cook some of the food that they have there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm going there to teach them some cooking techniques regarding chicken. Because chicken is about the most reasonable protein that we can raise in Africa. And there are techniques where you can cook chicken on the ground with a couple of stones and a couple of sticks.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to teach them that.
Well, Adrian, hold on for a minute. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm sitting here with Adrian Escalante, the founder of Gacho's Barbecue and Catering. And Adrian, besides, you know, cooking, can anybody learn how to cook?
Oh, of course. I mean, cooking is an art, but it's also a technique. You know, I guess you can call it a science. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You just need some basic things to have at the house, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then show you some of the basics. But you can do a lot with, you know, the basic flavors of olive oil and garlic and onions and bay leaves and oregano and many other spices as well. You can learn how to tenderize meat and how to cook it slowly without burning it. And sometimes you cook in a frying pan and then you finish things off in the oven so they don't dry out. And yes, anyone can learn how to cook. Yes.
And do you teach classes, and do you have anything coming up soon?
I don't have any classes coming up because of the holidays, but I will post my schedule on my Facebook page for next year.
Okay. Okay. And I just want to say I learned from somebody somewhere that too much, you have to be careful cooking with oil. You know, your olive oil, because it can ruin the flavor and things like that. And I'm thinking, oh boy, so don't cook so much or be gentle.
When
don't
you mentioned,
turn like, keep it on mild. Don't burn the oil.
Oh, yeah, no, low heat. If you use the delicate oils like olive oil, you got to use low heat. But you can also, there are light oils now. So olive oil, you can buy the extra virgin, you know, first cold press, which is pretty strong, or you can buy the light olive oil. I also cook with grape seed oil.
I just saw that. Yes, I saw
that.
That
is
that
more of a neutral, gentle oil. So if you don't burn it, it's wonderful. It really is. It's more neutral in the flavors, and it's way healthier than anything vegetable oil that you buy at the store.
Interesting. And I think it's, I'm glad I had you on my show. I had you on before when I was on another station, last year, and I'm glad I had you back again. And
oh, thank you,
learning
Kathy.
More. And I, especially about the chickens for number four, africa.org.
I
want to keep my eye on that and see what I can do to help as well. And especially
you.
With Fruitunes that I'm, you know, a senior consultant for United States for that company. And I will see what I can do to help you with some food.
Oh,
I'll talk to the CEO of the company because we can provide, you know, beans and rice. There's so many different types of rice. I just found that out. You know, so I'm learning more about spices and rice. Types and organic spices are the best. Don't buy blend. And keep your spices for 10 months. Don't keep it for a lifetime in your cupboard. I found out about that too.
Right.
Keep them for the 10 months or less and use it. And anything else you want to tell my listeners? Did you have anything coming up besides?
I just want to say I hope that everybody has some amazing holidays and that you enjoy really, really good food. And that you try to reduce the stress. Sometimes it's better to simplify your menu and simplify your holiday activities and just be able to relax and enjoy each other and not cram too much in one meal or in one day. So I really, really hope that you get to enjoy
Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving should be spread out for the 3 days. Do you agree?
So we can eat more, yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, you may eat more, but make it so it's not so stressful for you. You know what I mean? Everybody tries to put everything in that 1-2-hour meal, and it's gone. And you spent stressful days putting it together. And, and also repeat to us how to get a hold of you if someone wants to use you for catering, because, you know, if you have any openings for the holidays.
So Gaucho's Catering on Facebook. So the best way to get a hold of me is on Facebook. Look up Gaucho's Catering.
Spell it.
G-A-U-C-H-O-S Catering. Gaucho's Catering.
G-A-U-C-H.
O-S.
O-S. Catering.
Uh-huh. Catering.
Okay. On Facebook.
That's where I post all my foods and activities.
Wonderful, wonderful. So they can get hold of you. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for coming on my show. And you have an amazing evening. And again, get hold of them on Facebook for future catering, especially your barbecues. And one more thing. Barbecue could be any time of the year, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, because I have techniques where I can cook indoors. I promote barbecues, but I can cook indoors and bring some of the same flavors of Latin America to a meal cooked in your kitchen. So
wonderful. That's so good to know. I didn't know that either. Okay, well, I learn something new from you all the time. And thank you again for coming on. And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And I will catch up with you later. And I'm going to watch you on Facebook because I want to take some of the cooking classes too.
All right. Very good, Kathy. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.